Several months ago, I presented a two-part she'er on extraterrestrial life, and I recorded and uploaded the first part, but I did not upload a recording of the second part. Because it's been requested, I'm just presenting a digest of what was discussed in the second part. The first part really dealt with the fundamental question of, does the Torah believe in the existence of alien life? And brought various sources on that and the discussion by Rav Chasdai Kreshkesh and his Or Hashem. The second part was discussion about the philosophical ramifications of the existence of alien life, and particularly in the context of Machlokes, a debate between the Rambam and Rav Sadia Gaon on anthropocentricity, the issue of man as the purpose of all of creation. And you can see in the sheet, which I'm attaching to the audio, that I brought passages from the Rambam, from Mora HaNevuchim, his Guide of the Perplexed. The English translation there is from the Friedlander translation, not because it's necessarily the best translation, but because it's the one that's available online, and so I could cut and paste. But the Rambam makes the point, and you can read it in the sources that I brought, that that man should not view himself as the purpose of everything that exists. It's very hard to argue that a man is the purpose of everything, because he says Hashem could have created man without various entities, and if so, then why are they here? Why are they actually present? You can't argue, says the Rambam, that everything that is in the universe is there for the sake of man, and man actually needs it. And so the Rambam concludes, if you take a look at the end of the first source, he says, "Ubiglal," I'm reading in the Hebrew, three lines up from the end. In the English, it's also three lines up from the end. "Ubiglal hadavar hazeh," because of this, because I believe that man could have existed without various entities. So, "Hadas ha'amitis etzli," the view that I consider to be true, "Lefi ha'emunos ha'tarios," based on the teachings of the Torah, "V'haneos ledeos ha'iunios," and that which fits with the analytic view, the philosophical view, "Hu shelo na'amin v'nimtzaos kulam sheim b'nei mitzios ha'adam," is that we should not believe that which exists because of man. "Aval yihyu gam kein sh'ara nimtzaos kulam mechuvanos la'atzman lo mevnei davar acher," but rather, all the other things that exist for themselves, not because of some other thing. They exist for their own purpose. And so he continues in the second source, where he talks about the heavens. And he says, it can't be that the heavens, which are populated by beings which are spiritually superior to man, it can't be they exist for the sake of man. Remember, this fits into the Rambam's cosmology, and the idea that there are higher beings which are more intimately aware of God, they have a higher knowledge of Hashem than we have. And it can't be that they exist in order to serve us. That's the Rambam's perspective. So, and the Rambam goes into this in greater length. He argues that if the purpose of creation was really our service of God, Hashem doesn't need our service. The purpose of creation is Hashem's will, and there are things in the universe that have nothing to do with us. And he points out that at each phase of creation, Hashem declares his creations ki tov. Ki tov meaning they are good, meaning they are functional, and these are independent, discrete creations with the value in and of themselves. And that is the Rambam's perspective. Recently, a book came out publishing the Rav's writings from his notebooks, The Emergence of Ethical Man, edited, I think, by Professor Michael Berger. And there, the Rav makes the point, towards the beginning of the book, that human beings are described in the course of creation with the same terms that are used to describe the creation of animals and the creation of the plant kingdom. Human beings are not only a transcendent being, something apart with a soul and with mitzvos and so on, but human beings are also a function of creation, a natural being, just like other natural beings. And that should not be discarded and disregarded. We fit into a greater structure. We are not necessarily the purpose of everything. That's the view articulated and presented by the Rambam. On the other hand, you have the view of Rav Sadja Gaon, which I brought here in source number 3. And Rav Sadja Gaon absolutely argues that man is prime. And you can see it again in the sources that I brought. I'm just doing this as a quick summary, but you can see it there. Number one, Rav Sadja Gaon argues that human beings are in the center of creation. That was the cosmology of his day. We are in the middle, and that which is in the middle is of greatest significance. And I brought you a couple of other sources, source number 4, source number 5, the idea of the Sanhedrin being at the navel of the world, at the center of the world. And I'm sorry, that's not what number 5 is for. But source number 4, that the Sanhedrin is in the center of the world, we find in the Medrash Tanchuma, to Parshas Kedoshim, that there are concentric circles to the Kodesh Kadashim working their way outward, as there were to the Eitz HaChayim, the tree of life in the garden. That which is in the middle is key and is most important. We are in the middle, hence we are most important. That's one of the points he makes. Another point he makes is that man and the rest of the universe are on separate teleological planes. We have different purposes, because after all, our purpose is the fulfillment of mitzvos, of the divine will. And that automatically sets us apart from the rest, and we are more important than the rest, because Hashem cares what we do. He told us what we should do. And third, he makes the point that we have free will, and if in having free will, we are even more beloved than the angels, than the malachim. And that's what I brought source number 5 for. It shows how we are entitled to sing to Hashem even before the malachim can sing to Hashem. We can sing to Hashem after 2 words as opposed to the malachim after 3 words. We are on a higher level because we have free will. So according to Rav Sadja Gaon, human beings are really the purpose of everything. Well, if I take the view of Rav Sadja Gaon, that we are the purpose of all, it's hard to accept the idea that there will be intelligent life elsewhere in the universe that will be on the same plane as human beings, that will be as intelligent as we are, certainly that will be greater than we are, with free will and so on. That will be very hard to accept, because it would upend this view of the place of human beings. On the other hand, if I take the view of the Rambam, that there are multiple entities, there are multiple levels of purpose within creation, and yes, human beings matter, but human beings are not the be-all and end-all. So if I take that perspective, then I can accept the idea that there are indeed beings out there on our level or on a higher level, we may discover, who will be in their own right purposeful and meaningful in a divine scheme, in a divine plan, in a way that actually doesn't involve human beings at all. There was more to this shiur, but that's a basic summary of what we said, and you can see the sources there on the sheets that I've attached.